And with this remote control, you punch in your code numbers. Then the people log goes on, and it records who's watching what. Oh. You see, from this data, no, we determine our ratings.
Cat. Big cat.
Dead cat.
Yeah. Well, if you have any questions, just call the office and ask for Louis.
I thought your name was Ron.
It is.
Is he gone?
Yes, he... What were you doing in there?
Looking for tomato paste. I broke a tomato. Hey, what's that? A hookup for the shopping network?
It's a people log. We've been asked to become a Thompson family.
You're changing your name to Thompson? I just learned how to spell Tanner.
We're not changing our name, Alf. This is a Thompson people log. It measures what we watch on TV.
Great. Now I'll finally find out who's taller, me or Michael J. Fox.
TV, we have to log in. Now, does everybody know their code numbers?
3.
2.
4.
1.
Wrong.
12.
Wrong again.
Kate, if you make me guess every number there is, we could be here for hours.
That's not the point.
I think what Kate is trying to say...
I know what Kate is trying to say. I'm an alien, not a foreigner. Okay, I can't have a number? Give me a letter.
N-O.
That's two letters.
Just try to understand, Alf. The operative word in people log is people, one of which you are not one.
That's cruel. Not to mention poorly constructed from a grammatical standpoint.
Alf, we just don't think that the ratings people are interested in... viewers from outer space.
In other words, the operative word in Thompson family is family, one of which I am not part of. This one.
You're one of the family, Alf.
Oh, sure. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger's one of the Kennedys.
Why can't Alf have a number? He watches TV all the time.
And the man did say that everyone who watches should log in.
See? They're on my side.
You know, Willie, maybe Alf should have a number. I mean, we do have a responsibility to give them all the data as accurately as possible.
Yeah, and I love pushing these little silver buttons.
Coming up next, the McNeil-Lehr Report. But first, weather maps of developing nations.
Why aren't we watching The Love Connection?
We're waiting for the McNeil-Lehr report.
Well, la-di-da.
I thought the popcorn popper was broken.
It is. I popped this with your curling iron.
I won't ask how you melted the butter.
Hot comb. You know, I thought the whole point of this ratings hoo-ha was to find out what people really watch.
Well, we really watch McNeil and Lehrer.
Oh, yeah? Describe them to me.
Well, They wear neckties. And they speak in well-modulated voices.
Yo, Tennis! It's me, Trevor!
Speaking of well-modulated voices.
Just a minute, Trevor.
Alf, go into the kitchen.
Go into the kitchen. Go into the kitchen. As a woman, you should be sensitive to the demeaning undertones in that remark.
Now!
You're betraying your sisters.
Hey, Willie, how's it going?
Oh.
Hi, Kate. I was... Hey, is this one of those box things that lets you steal cable?
No, of course it's not.
No, we've been asked to become one of those TV ratings families.
No kidding. No. Well, it figures. You got your two adults. You got your two kids. You got your cat. You got your average height. You're the prototypical American family. Too bad this rating stuff's a crock.
Well, why do you say that?
Because the best programs always come in last. Now, case in point. Polka Jamboree. It's like a Slavic soul train. Here, dig.
Right now, we wanted to check out the rainfall in Sri Lanka.
Going on a picnic?
Trevor, was there something you wanted?
Oh, yeah. Could you turn on our sprinklers while we're gone? Raquel and I are taking a trip to the Big Apple.
Oh, New York.
No, Washington State. Some farmer up there grew an 80-pound Golden Delicious.
Well, sure, we'll be happy to water the yard. Trevor, where's the control?
I don't have one. I just hook up my hose to your spigot.
Well, I should have no problem, then.
I never do. See you in a month. Polka Jamboree! Turn on Polka Jamboree!
Oh, why would you want to watch Polka Jamboree?
They're playing Cat Barrel Polka.
That's Beer Barrel Polka, I believe.
They put beer in barrels?
Well, they take the cats out first.
Makes sense.
We're here in the office of NBC Entertainment President Brandon Tartikoff talking about the new rating system.
Oh, boy.
Brandon, what effect will the new people log system have on rating trends as we know them?
Well, research indicates that younger viewers will be up, older viewers will be down. Females will be down, males will be up. Daytime down, late night up. Large audience shows, while they'll still have a large audience, may find their audiences smaller. Smaller audience shows will have a larger audience, relatively speaking, of course. But the most consistent aspect will be the total lack of ratings consistency, which is, strangely enough, consistent with what we found to be an overall inconsistency.
If there's a quiz later, I'm sunk.
Time's up already? Wow. Okay, Brandon, thank you very much. We'd like to thank our guests, Brandon Tartikoff and Spuds McKenzie. We'll see you next week.
We're admitting it! We're insane! And we eat spiders. But you have to be insane to eat spiders, right? But we're not dangerous.
Then why do they have you in that straitjacket?
So don't be afraid to visit our used car emporium. Ask for...
Hey! I wanted to watch Crazy Steve tear a drumstick off that tarantula.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, Alf.
Well, what's time to a spider, Willie?
Why is the TV in here?
Because I couldn't move the refrigerator out there.
Don't touch that dial.
I love when you're assertive.
Whoa, sleep. No.
Well, can I just ask one bedtime question?
Yeah, what?
I saw that polka jamboree tonight. It's really funny. Why does it get such crummy ratings?
For one thing, it's not supposed to be funny.
What's the other thing?
Nobody watches.
Next question.
I thought there was going to be one question here.
This is the bonus round. What happens to a show when its ratings are bad?
It gets canceled.
You mean Polka Jamboree could be canceled?
We can only hope.
Well, wait. If more people watched Polka Jamboree, the ratings would go up, right?
Yes, but that would take a miracle.
A miracle, huh? Well, just call me the miracle worker.
I can't believe you and Miss Truckmonica like this show. It's so corny.
One man's corn is another man's pot roast. With gravy. And mashed potatoes. Okay.
Kitchen is closed, and please turn that program off.
Gee, talk about a 1-2 punch. Should I stop breathing too?
Oh, let him watch it, Kate. That show is so bad, it'll be off the air soon anyway.
Shows what you know.
What does that mean?
Well, it means your previous statement reflected the sum total of your knowledge on this subject.
Oh, thank you. Noah Webster.
Noah Problem.
Thank you, all my wonderful friends out in Pokerland.
Willie, can I have an accordion?
No.
I have an announcement to make. A dream of ours here at Polka Jamboree has finally come true. According to the latest Thompson rating, our show came in number one.
I did it! I mean, gee, how do you suppose that happened?
How did you make Polka Jamboree come in first in the ratings?
What makes you think it was me?
In 9 cases out of 10, it's you.
Well, maybe this is that 10th case.
Is it?
No.
What have you done?
Well, remember that night last week when you told me to rig the ratings?
I never told you to rig the ratings.
Well, you didn't tell me not to.
You rigged the ratings?
Well, actually, I hastened the inevitable. Polka Jamboree was ready to explode.
And you lit the fuse.
Well, I called a few people and encouraged them to watch.
A few? Could you ask him?
How many people did you call?
1,000. Give or take 1,000.
And you say I use the phone too much.
Hey, don't worry. I did it during off-peak hours, 2 to 6 a.m., and nothing outside the 48 contiguous states.
How considerate.
Hey, my way of saying, I know we're on a budget.
1,000 phone calls.
Give or take 1,000.
But you know, even 2,000 people wouldn't increase the ratings that much.
Aha! Unless they were each given a number and logged into the Thompson rating system.
How did you get the figures into their system?
Aha! I hooked the ratings box to the transmission on my spaceship. Then I shifted into sideways.
I'm ready to talk about those phone calls now.
Aha! We're past that point, Willie.
Aha! No, we're not!
Aha!
Alf, what you did was illegal.
Oh, like I've been to law school and would know that.
What you did was wrong, Alf. Do you understand? Wrong. The opposite of right. Wrong. Wrong!
wrong.
Oh, Alf. Alf, you bad, bad, bad jerk. You lovable, huggable, adorable jerk, but bad nonetheless.
Mr. Cosby on line one.
Hi, Bill. How are you? Great episode last week when Theo lost his comb. I never, ever thought he'd find it. The ratings. Yeah, talk about a shock, huh? Well, we knew we couldn't be number one forever, right? By the way, can you play the accordion? Sorry, just a thought. You bet I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And Bill, thanks for the jello.
Yes, sir.
Send out a memo, Barbara. I want to develop three new shows. Polka Train, The Days and Nights of Molly Polka, and Something with McLean Stevenson.
Right.
What are you guys doing?
Wheelward quietly.
Does this waste basket go?
Does it have a peacock on it?
Yeah.
Leave it.
How about the nameplate on the door?
Take it.
Hey, wait a minute. This is the guy who turned down Polka Jamboree.
That's why we're moving him out.
How about the lamp over here?
His new office is too small.
Excuse me, sir. You have calls waiting from 60 Minutes, the National Enquirer, and some guy named Alf?
I'll call him back when I get a new extension. If I get a new extension.
This Alf guy says he's the one responsible for the ratings.
What line?
Two. Oh, and it was very nice working for you, sir.
Hello?
Are you the guy in charge?
Talk fast.
This whole thing is my fault.
What?
See, I didn't want Polka Jamboree canceled. So I called 1,000 people, give or take 1,000, and then I hooked up my transmission to the TV box and shifted into sideways.
This is the Letterman show, isn't it?
No, it's Alf.
Listen, as long as I've got you on the phone, can I pitch a wacky idea?
Why not?
Ordinary family living a normal, boring, suburban existence, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, this spaceship crashes into their garage, see?
Spaceship?
Yeah, yeah.
And this lovable, huggable, adorable alien comes out.
Not in a million years, pal. It's too far-fetched.
Chose you as the typical American family.
Computer error.
Had to be.
Where does he get off saying we're not a typical American family?
Have you looked in a mirror lately?
Hey, think of me as the son you never had.
Well, son, at least we won't have to worry about Polka Jamboree being number one anymore.
Shows how much you know.
Enlighten me. Now.
Well, I started a perfectly legal letter-writing campaign to save the show. Incidentally, next time you're at the post office, would you pick me up 150 million stamps?
Call number 462, 12 minutes to West Springfield, Massachusetts.
Guilty.
Call number 463, 7 minutes to Lansing, Michigan.
Mea culpa.
Call number 464.
This is boring, Willie.
I'm sorry, Alf. Maybe I should sing them to you. Maybe that would be more entertaining.
Yeah, yeah, I love the way your voice cracks on those high notes.
I'm doing this to make a point, Alf. When you've done something really bad, then it's important that you learn from it. And maybe next time you'll be able to use better judgment. Won't that be nice?
Yeah, real nice. Go back to the phone, Bill.
Call number 464. 14 minutes to Bristol, Connecticut. Call number... Call number 465, 12 minutes, Portsmouth, Virginia. Call number 466, 19 minutes, Paola, Kansas. Call number 466.